I'm wondering about both sides. I apologize for the delay. Maybe we'll just spend a couple of minutes, a little bit, to maintain the kvius in Ovis with just one addendum to what we discussed already last week, and then Imitz Hashem Linedu a little bit in Yanei Chanukah. So I think if I'm recalling correctly, last week we tried to understand how both in the Mishnah of that Yehi Kvod Chavecha Kemo Rabach, as well as in the Rambam's inclusion of Mor Rabo in the mitzvah of Kvod Tamid Chachamim, that you see that by Rabo, Kvod and Mor are really one continuum. And that Mora is a more intensive form of Kovod. And then that spawns the question, so how can it be that by Kibirova Aim, the Rambam does count them as two different mitzvahs? If it's Bechal Masayim Mona, if Mora is just a more intensive form of Kovod, so then it shouldn't be Nitan to be counted as two mitzvahs. So we suggested that there was a difference between the definition of kavod and mora by Ove v'Imo as opposed to kavod u'mora by Rabbo, reflecting the difference in machayev. Right? So is that correct? That's what we spoke about last week. Yeah. Is that correct, Rav Asayi? We talked about that already, right? Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to add one one footnote to that. But basically, if you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvahs, if you have a Sefer Mitzvahs, take a look, Rav Asayi, in Resh Yud and Resh Yud Aleph. So Hamitzvah HaResh Yud. Again, this is the Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvahs. So, Mitzvah HaResh Yud, Hishat Sivanu L'chabed Ov Va'em, V'hu Amo Yisal L'chabed Esavich V'esimecha, U'kwa Hizbaru Mishpatei Mitzvah Zo B'mkomos Ben HaTalmud V'rubo V'yikar B'kiddushin. Then the Rambam says, V'loshin Sifra, Ezeu Kovid Machlu Mashke Malbish V'machase Machnes V'motzi. Right? That range of forms of service, of assistance, abachal kov. Okay. Hamitzvah resh yud alef. Hisha tzivanu lira me'ov va'em. V'hu shi yisnagi mo'em kiminag misha hu yorem mimenu. She ya'anisheyu kemo ha'melech. V'yelech imo'em kederach she yelech imisha yifachid mimenu. V'yira me'hagia lo mimenu mashi yimas. V'hu omu yisalda. Ish ima va'aviv tira'u. V'lashon sifra, ezehu mora, lo yoshev mimkomo, v'lo medabe mimkomo lo soses dvarav. Ukwa hizbaru mishpah mitzvah zo, b'masachas kiddushin gamken. So what's very, I don't know if you're able to hear me. I don't know if the connection is adequate.
We're here.
Yeah, you hear? Okay, thank you. So, l'chora, something, I think that there's something which is unusual in both those mitzvahs, seemingly, in Resh Yud and Resh Yud Aleph, which is, again, Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs is intended as a list of the mitzvahs. It's not intended as a comprehensive discussion of the halachas of the mitzvah. It's a list of the mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam quote both in Resh and Resh Yud Aleph basically the details of Kovod and Mora. Once you define the original line, Shetzivanu L'Chavid Ava'im, that's the definition of the mitzvah. And in Reish Yud Aleph, literally, those are the details of the mitzvah. Those are the dinim and the halachas. That belongs, as the Rambam does present it, in Hilchos Mormim, when he presents the halachas of Kibbut Ava'im. Talking the Pshat is like this, Rabbi Elsai. The Rambam says, you're wondering, in Reish Tes, I just counted Kovod and Mora within a single mitzvah. In Reish Tes, I just told you that Mora really just represents a Tosefes Kovod. So now you're wondering, how can I, Mamish, in the next two mitzvahs, now turn around and count Kovod and Mora by Ovid V'Imo individually? So the answer is because the Kovod that we're talking about, Legabi Ovid V'Imo, and the Mora that we're talking about, Legabi Ovid V'Imo, is not the Kovod and Mora that we're talking about by Rabbo. And that's why this is Machil Mashke Motzi Umachnes, that's the Then the says, right, but when he talks about in Reish Tes, when he's talking about Kovod Tamid HaChachamim, so he says that the Kovod Tamid HaChachamim entails standing up, that we have to stand up in the presence of a Talmud Chacham. Now that's equally true, Me'ikar Adin, you know, that's equally true by Ovid V'Imo. It's equally true. Video off and see if that will improve the audio. Is the audio any better now?
It's hard to know immediately. You have to see after a few minutes, probably.
Okay, so I'm also going to, excuse me, I'm going to try one other thing. Excuse me one second. The Rambam in Reish Tes mentions that Kvod Talmid Chachamim entails Kima. Now, the emes is that Kvod Aviv V'Imo also entails Kima, also entails standing up in the presence of one's parents. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Mamim, at the end of Halacha Gimel, says V'omeid b'fanav. Again, the context is meaning of a v'imo. Omeid b'fanav k'derech shu omeid b'nei rabo. So kima is part of kibud av ha'em, the same way it's part of kvod talmid chacham. So why is it that the Rambam mentions in Sefer Mitzvahs kima by rabo, but he does not mention kima by avav ve'imo? And bechlal, why is he telling us any of the pratim of what kibud av ha'em entails? Those are dinim, those are halachas. That's not for Sefer Mitzvahs. So the answer to the chori is that according to what we discussed, it's kafta v'farach. In Kuftes, the Rambam in Kovet and Moreh are one continuum. Kovet and Moreh is one continuum, so the Kovet is exemplified by Kima. The Kima is not something that's also v'chol Kovet. It exemplifies what the Kovet is. On the heels of that, so Reish Yod and Reish Yod Aleph would have been very confusing for us. Because how can you divide Kovet and Moreh by Ovev V'Imo into two mitzvahs if it's really one continuum? So it should be B'chal Masai Mona. Kovet should be subsumed in Moreh, which represents Tosefes Kovet. So LMI says the Rambam, no. Understand that what Kovet and Moreh mean by Ovev V'Imo is different than what it means by Rabbo. Kovet by Ovev V'Imo, yes. Does it include Kima? Yes. Is it exemplified by Kima? No. It's exemplified by Mach. Those dinim, and Bedavka not mentioning the din of Kima. And similarly, he also tells us what Mora entails, so that we'll understand that in contradistinction to Rabbo, Legabe Ove V'Imo, Kovet and Mora are two distinct things. They're not part of one continuum. And that's why they're taking two different mitzvahs. Okay, that was the order that I just wanted to add in terms of what we're learning in others. So maybe we'll shift gears a little bit, chap around a little bit in Yanei Chanukah. So the Rambam begins, you have... Okay, so I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try calling in Rav Osai.
Hello, is it audible?
We hear Rebbe very well.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. Okay. So if you take a look at the very beginning, so I'm on the Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. So the Rambam says, Yesh b'chlolon shtei mitzvahs esei. Midivei sofim ve'enu min aminyan. Okay, they're not min aminyan, because as the Rambam explains, Barichos and Sefer Mitzvahs, then the minyan tariag only includes mitzvahs d'araisa. It does not include mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Good, that's good. Shaila is, what does the Rambam mean that the Yesh B'cholon, what is it? How did the Rambam do that math and get Shtei Mitzvahs? Again, this is for all of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. So in Megillah, you have Kriyas and Megillah. You have Shalach Manas. You have Matanos Avionim. You have Sudas Purim. So that's four. But by Chanukah, you have Ner Chanukah, and you also have Achiv Halal on Chanukah. It should have been six. How did the Rambam reduce the six to two? So that's the question. And so do we know which of that list of six the Rambam has in mind when he said two? So we have some inkling, because in Megillah Aleph Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kriyas HaMegillah V'zmanah Mitzvah Zesem Yedivei Sofim. Okay, so we just accounted for one of the two. And if you take a look in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Gimel, Rabbi Yossi, if you have a Rambam, take a look at Gimel Gimel in Hilchos Chanukah. ומבני זה הסכינו חכמים שבאוסה הדור, שישמונס היום אלו שתחילוסו מליל חמישה ועשרים בכסלב, ימי שמחה והלל, ומדליקים בהם הנרז בוער ועל פסחי הבתים בכל לילה ולילה משמונס הלילות. ויומים אלו הן הנקרון חניקה, והן אסורים בהספד וטייניס כמי הפורים, והדלוקס הנרז בהם מצווה מדיבי סופם כקריאס המגילה. So clearly, the two mitzvahs that the Rambam means are Kriyas and Megillah and Ner Chanukah. Leaving, I guess this is an appropriate metaphor for today, leaving the Shalach Manas, Matanas Avyanim, Sudas Purim, out in the cold, as well as Hallel, seemingly. And the emes is this halacha, just Mineu Ve Gimel Gimel, is just so cryptic. On the one hand, the Rambam says that Takana is, you're supposed to say Hallel and light Ner Chanukah. And then he turns around and says, and Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah sesem yedivei sofim. So what exactly is Hallel? You know, the Rambam, not only does he not count it, but he sort of, toch kidei dibor, of mentioning it, he then turns around and says that we don't, doesn't acknowledge it in the count. So that's the question. Again, it's still audible, Rabbi? Still clear?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's leave this question aside for a moment and go to Gimel, Dalet Yud Beis in Hilchos Chanukah, Rabbi. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, says the Rambam, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. V'tzach Odom Lihizoher Bo, Kedei Lehodiya Hanes, Ulehosef B'Shvach HaKel V'Hodoya Lo Al Hanisim She'osa. Afilo Ein Lo Ma'yochal Ela Min Atztaka Shoal Amoch Iksuso, Lokeach Shemen V'Neiros U'Madlik. So, this, I guess the overview of the halacha is this, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa, Lehodiya Hanes, right? That the Gemara tells us in multiple places, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Lehodiya Hanes, the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amid Beis, when the Gemara asks, if Rachmana Litzlan, a person is so poor that he can either buy wine for Kiddush, or he can buy a little bit of oil to light Ner Chanukah, so should he buy the wine for Kiddush because Tadir v'she'enu Tadir Kodim, or should he buy the Shemen for Ner Chanukah because of Pirsume Nisa? And the Gemara says, yeah, he should buy the Shemen for Ner Chanukah because of Pirsume Nisa. The Gemara in Chav Dalet says that we include Alanisim in Birkas HaMazon, not only in Tefillah, but in Birkas HaMazon as well, Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Gemara Brachos also mentions that in the beginning of the second parak, that Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. Okay, good. So, and then as the Magid Mishnah and Lachem Mishnah explain, the Rambam then extrapolates as follows. This din that the Rambam presents, that an Oni, Rachman Litzvan, an Oni, what would have to be Shoel or Moche Ksuso in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it doesn't say that in the Gemara. There is no such Gemara. The Magid Mishnah and Lachem Mishnah explain. But what there is this Gemara in Psochem in the last parak about Dalet Kosos commenting on the Mishnah that Afilu Oni Shav Yisrael Yifchusulo Me'arba Kosos Shel Yayin. Even an Oni who receives from the food bank, from the Tamchoy, Rachman al-Itzlan. So even he, at the expense of taking tzedakah, has to have dalet kosos. Says the Gemara, why is that? Mishum pirsumei nisa. So say the Magid Mishnah, the Lachon Mishnah. So the Rambam extrapolates from there that in the context of Dalet Kalsas, the Gemara tells us that Pirsumei Nisa, if necessary, a person takes Stoka. So the Rambam extrapolates, well, Chanuk is also Pirsumei Nisa, same din. Okay, fine. Now, let's get a little bit into some of the pratim of the halacha here. Let's reread. Mitzvah na Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. V'tzoch adam lehi zoher ba, kedei lehodiya hanes. Okay, again, that's what we said, that na Chanukah is pesumei nisa. U'lehosif b'shvach lekel v'hodoya lo ala nisim sha'asa. Okay, the fact that the Rambam is talking about hodoa, not just pesumei nisa, but he's talking about hodoa as well. Where does that come from? So if you take a look in the Gemara and Shabbos on Chafalaf Amid Beis, a few lines before, I think it's a few lines before they branch out, so the Gemara famously quotes the Braisa from Megillas Tainus, My Chanukah. And it tells the story of Chanukah. That is sort of a nidon b'fnei atzmo, the way the Braisa presents the story of Chanukah is itself something to comment on a different time. But then the Braisa says, the Shana Acheres Kivoum Va'aso'um Yomim Tovim Bahalul V'Hodah. That subsequently, Chazal instituted the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Aso'um Yomim Tovim Bahalul V'Hodah. So Rashi says, Halal, again, Halal is Kipshuto, that we say Halal Chanukah. And Hodoah, Rashi says that you say Al Anisim. Okay, that's what it says in Rashi. The Rav Zichron Levracha used to comment as follows, that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, so the Rambam does not mention Al Hanisim in Hilchos Chanukah. The only place where you find Al Hanisim in the Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillah. When the Rambam, I think it's Perek Beis in Hilchos Tefillah, when the Rambam talks about the adjustments or the differences in Tefillah for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, so in that context, he also tells us that on Chanukah and Purim, you say Al Anisim. So he doesn't even allude to Al Anisim in Hilchos Chanukah. He does have it in Hilchos Tefillah, says the Rav, because you see klar that the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. That the Rambam didn't understand that Asorim Yom Tovim Bahalal V'Hodo'a, that the Hodo'a refers to Al Anisim. Because if there's a special takana, if the very takana of Chanukah specifies that you say Al Anisim, so then that belongs in Hilchos Chanukah. But if the takana of Chanukah established a Yom Tov of Chanukah, then there is a halacha the Gemara in the sixth parak of Brachos has. The Gemara quotes the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and the Gemara says V'chi b'yom mevorchen u'balayla ein mevorchen, ella b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein b'chosav. The tefillah should reflect the character of the day. If today is Shabbos, it should be reflected in our tefillah. If today is Yom Tov, it should be reflected in our tefillah. If today is Rosh Chodesh, it should be reflected in our tefillah. And once Chazal introduced the Yom Tov of Chanukah, if today is Chanukah, it should be reflected in our tefillah. So it's not the pshat that the takana of Chanukah says that there's a chiyuv of Al Anisim. No, the Takan of Chanukah establishes a Yom Tov of Chanukah. Once there's a Yom Tov of Chanukah, this general din of B'chol Yom V'Yom Ten Lo Mein B'chosav says that we should say Al Anisim. Fine. But then what does it mean when the Braisa in Megillas Tainus says, excuse me, when the Braisa in Megillas Tainus says that Asom Yom Tovim B'Halel the Hodah, so what does Hodah refer to? So says the Rav, Hodah, according to the Rambam, refers to Ner Chanukah. That the Ner Chanukah is a non-verbal instrument of Hodah. a nonverbal instrument of hodah, right? It's possible to communicate nonverbally as well. Let's say when people hang a flag on Memorial Day or July 4th, Independence Day, and they hang an American flag outside their homes, so they're nonverbally communicating, right? They're nonverbally expressing patriotism. So it's possible, and we do it all the time, right? To communicate and to express non-verbally. So Ner Chanukah is a non-verbal form of Hodah. And that's what the Rav pointed to this Rambam, to our Rambam in Dalet Yud Beis, V'Hodaya, that the Ner Chanukah is an instrument of Hodah. Okay, good. Very good. Again, but let's look at this Rambam one more time, here in Dalet Yud Beis, or at least part of it. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. V'tzarech adam lehizaher ba. Again, is the audio is good, Rav Asai?
Very clear.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. V'tzarech adam lehizaher ba. Kedei lehodia hanes. Ulahosef b'shvach hakel v'hodoya lo al anisim she'asa. So the Rambam shifts. Initially, he says, Ner Chanukah is lahodia hanes, in the singular. But then he continues and says, it's lahosef b'shvach hakel v'hodoya lo al hanisim, in the plural. So what's that about? I mean, if nisim would mean not only the menorah, but the battlefield, so he should have said it the first time also. So what's that shift from the singular to the plural? That's the question. So the pshat is as follows. If you have a Rambam, if you have the first volume of the Rambam, again, this is a passage with so Yisodas that we've looked at in another context. If you go to the Hakdamas HaRambam, to the Yad HaChazakah, after he lists the Tayag Mitzvahs, so after he finishes the Shasa Losa says, so the Rambam says, these are all the Daraisas. In addition to Daraisas, there are also Mitzvahs Derabanan. And Mitzvahs Derabanan, even though they don't appear in this list of Tayag, were also Chayavim Lekablam Ulashamam, Shanam Elasasam and Adova Sheyagidu Lechayam and Usmol. And Derabanans do not violate Baal Tosef. And then the Rambam explains why it is, or how it is, that Derabanans, which seemingly are a Tosefus. I don't know. The Torah didn't say to read the Megillah. The Torah didn't say to fast on Tisha B'Av. The Torah didn't say to light a Ner Chanukah. And now we have such a mitzvah to fast on Tisha B'Av, to light a Ner Chanukah to read the Megillah. So why isn't that a Tosefus? So the Rambam explains as follows. He says, Im hosifu bezdin, im novi sheyia ba'oso hazman mitzvah derech takana o derech hara'o o derech gezerah, Enzo Tosefes. Shaharelo Omru Shagorish Baruch Utsiva Lasos Erev Olikos HaMegillah Ba'onasa. Ve'ilu Omru Kein Hayumosifen Ala Torah. Excuse me. Elakachanu Omrim Omrin Shahanavim in Bezdin Tiknu Vitsivu Likros HaMegillah Ba'onasa Kedei Lahazkir Shvachav Shalakorish Baruch Hu Utshua sho'asa lanu. V'hoyo korav l'shaveinu, k'dei l'vorcha u'lahalalo, u'k'dei l'hodiya l'doros ha'boim, sh'emez v'ashev tichanu b'atora, k'mi goy godo l'shalo Elohim, korav me'lov, k'asher melokeinu v'chol koreinu e'lov. So the Rambam gives us a test case. He illustrates how the Rabbanans steer clear of Baal Tosef. And basically, the Rambam clearly is stipulating two conditions. Condition number one is that Chazal clearly identify the Derabanan as such. They clearly identify this is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, so this is a Derabanan. If someone asks us, why can't you eat besar of b'cholav? Why can't you eat chicken meat cooked with milk? So the answer is not that the Torah forbids it. The answer is that Chazal forbid it. The Torah does not forbid it. The Torah only forbids Besar Behema Im Cholav. And Chazal, what goes there, otu b'sar behema, they were gozer b'sar ov. So first of all, every derabanan is clearly identified and delineated as such. But that's not enough, right? It's clear from the Rambam's Arichos that isn't enough. The Rambam is ma'arich to explain that additionally, every derabanan must link up to something in the Torah. There must be something in the Torah, a mitzvah in the Torah, a core value, a core belief, a core principle. There must be something in the Torah which the mitzvah derabanan is protecting, facilitating, fostering, reinforcing. There's no such thing as an independent derabanan. Every derabanan, as it were, is meshubed to some deoraisa. Every derabanan is coming to facilitate, to foster, to protect, to reinforce some deoraisa dikka inyan. And that's what the Rambam illustrates. Again, the Rambam illustrates this for us by Mikra Megillah, basically, and tells us ve'idoch zil gemor. He illustrates it with Mikra Megillah, saying Mikra Megillah is kedei levorcha ulahalalo, that by reading the Megillah, it should promote bracha and halal, or it itself is bracha and halal, obviously, which are the orai sadika activities that a person should engage in. And it reinforces belief in what the Torah tells us of the power of tefillah b'tzibur, kashem elokeinu v'chol koreinu elav. Okay, now let's ask the question, again, the Rambam left it for us, right? Idoch zil gemor. But let's ask the question, so what's the analog to this by mitzvahs nechanukah? So mitzvahs nechanukah, so condition number one is that Chazal clearly delineated, this is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. We're not coming and saying we had a nevuah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to introduce Nechanukah. No, this is a mitzvah d'rabbanan which the Torah authorizes Chazal to introduce as such. But what d'oraisa is the d'rabbanan of Chanukah fostering? What d'oraisa, what inyan d'oraisa is the d'rabbanan of Nechanukah facilitating? The Pashto says that's what our Rambam in Dalet Yud Beis is answering. Our Rambam in Dalet Yud Beis is answering exactly that question. What did we say? Again, rereading again. V'tzarech adam lihizoheh bo, a person has to be nizur in Nechanukah, kedei lahodia hanes. That's what Nechanukah is. Now, ulahosef b'shvach hakel v'hodoya lo al hanisim she'osa. Again, every no derabonon can be self-contained, because no derabanan can be independent. Every derabanan has to be, again, a bridge to something in the Torah, because the only justification for a derabanan, the only way a derabanan isn't baltosif is if it's not independent and it's bedafka there to foster, to facilitate, to protect, to promote something in the Torah. So what is it that Ner Chanukah is looking to accomplish? What the oraisa dike inyonim of being advanced by Ner Chanukah? Oh, says the Rambam, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is pesume nisa. Okay, but so now I want to know, what is it in what Torah beliefs, what inyonim the oraisa is Ner Chanukah, is the pesume nisa of Ner Chanukah designed to foster and to promote? Lahosev b'shvach hakel v'hodayel al hanisim she'asa. That we should recognize the providential, miraculous, providential, and appreciate and give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the providential, miraculous course of Jewish history. And that's why it's the mitzvah of Nechanukah is lahodia hanes. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is to read the Megillah. Now, but what's the deoraisa? What are the inyanim deoraisa which are being fostered by the Nechanukah, by the Mikra Megillah? That's lahosa b'shvach hakel v'hodoya lo al hanisim she'asa lanu. That the Nechanukah is intended. The Nechanukah is intended not simply that we should recognize the Nes of Nechanukah. The Nechanukah is intended that we should recognize Nisim in general, that we should recognize again the miraculous providential nature and course of Jewish history. Now, so that explains the shift from the Lashon Yochid to the Lashon Rabbim here in Perek Dalet. Let's return to our original question. Why is the Rambam counting one mitzvah for Chanukah and one mitzvah for Purim? So Lachara, the answer is as follows. In Sefer Mitzvahs in the Shoroshim, when the Rambam talks about when you count something as one mitzvah, which may have chalokim, which may have different components, and when you count something as multiple mitzvahs, so the Rambam says it's not as simple as whether or not the chalokim are ma'akvin zezeh. It's not as simple as saying, well, by lulav the dalamin are ma'akvin zezeh, so it's one mitzvah. And by tefillin, there ainon ma'akvim zezeh, so the two mitzvahs. It's not as simple as that, the Rambam says. Why? Because Chazal's darshan v'hoya lachem letzitzis, that v'hoya lachem is lashon yachid, that lovin and tcheles, even though they're not ma'akvim zezeh, are still only one mitzvah. So the Rambam says, so it's more subtle than that. So what is the determining factor as to why are Lavan and Tcheles one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs? If they're not ma'akvin zezeh, so what binds them into one mitzvah? If they're ma'akvin zezeh, you understand what binds them into one mitzvah. A lulav without an esrog is not a mitzvah. An esrog without a lulav is not a mitzvah. So I understand how they're bound together to be one mitzvah. But I can have Lavan without Tcheles. Maybe I can have Tcheles without Lavan. I can certainly have lovin without tcheles. How are they one mitzvah? So the Rambam says, because really what determines whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs is whether or not the Torah identifies an overarching, encompassing kiyum of the various elements. So by tzitzis, the Torah says, v'hoy lechem letzitzis, or isem osa uzchartem. That the kiyum of tzitzis, which is accomplished hein al yedei lavan, hein al yedei tcheles, is u'isem osa uzchartem. Similarly, by the dalet minim, the Torah says that the kiyum is that with these minim usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem. So the Rambam says that something is one mitzvah when there's an overarching and therefore combining or binding kiyum of the different chalokim, of the different elements. Even if there ain't a ma'akvin zezeh, it's still one mitzvah. Masha ein kein, if there ain't a ma'akvin zezeh and there's no overarching kiyum, so then it's going to be the separate mitzvahs. So now, we wanted to know, when we took out our fingers and we counted the mitzvahs in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, we got six. The Rambam, I don't want to claim that the Rambam used his fingers for counting, just because I do. So the Rambam, without using his fingers, the Rambam got to two. So how did the Rambam's math, how did he get to two when we got to six? So the Tarets is like this. Let's ask the same question that the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos instructs us to ask by every Derabbanan. What's the Deoraisa? What's the Inyan Deoraisa that's being promoted, that's being fostered, that's being facilitated? So let's say on Purim. So the Rambam asks and answers the question, Lagabi Kriyas and Megillah. Let's ask the question about Shalach Manas, Matanas Avyonim, Sudas Purim. So what's the answer? Obviously the same as the answer is for Mikra Megillah. It's also Levocho, Lahalalo, Lahudia, Ladaus, Abaim, Shemes, Mashav, Tichan, Batar, Kimi, Gai, Godel, Shalom, Elohim, Kov, May Love, Kashem, Lakan, Bechol, Karen, May Love. Again, we recognize that the Rambam in Dalad Yud Beis is answering the question, Lagabe Neochanik. what the Inyan Doraisa is by Ner Chanukah. Now let's ask the question, what about Halal and Chanukah? What Inyan Doraisa is the Drabonon of Halal and Chanukah intended to foster, intended to promote? So Klar, it's not that there's two different themes and that Ner Chanukah is promoting one theme, fostering one Inyan Doraisa, and Halal are different. No, it's clear that we're doing, it's the same overarching Kiyum through different methods. It's the same or Isam Aso Zechartem through different methods, Lovan and Tchelis. It's the same with Smacht and the Sayyid Hashem Alakechem through Dalid Minim. It's the same Emes Mashiv Tichanu Batara through Mikra Megillah Shal Chumanas Matanas Avionim Sudas Purim. It's the same Lahosip Beshvacha Kelva Odoyalo Al Anisim Sha'asa Hain through Ner Chanukah Hain through Hala. So Memela, that's what the Rambam says. There's two mitzvahs, Medivei Sofim in Chanukah and Megillah. Okay, it's a little late, so we'll stop here. Okay, everyone should continue to enjoy a lichtig in Chanukah, Rav Osai. Have a good, productive day. Everyone should be well, be safe. Call 12.